What if you could invent a new material, test it, and have results back not in a year, but by tomorrow morning? Researchers at Argonne National Laboratory are now using AI to do just that, testing up to 200 new material samples a day. This isn't a gradual improvement. It's a fundamental shift in the speed of innovation, and it's happening right now. Welcome to Troy Technical Intelligence, your weekly briefing on the technology that's reshaping industry. I'm Susie.
And I'm Troy. This week, we're tracking a profound acceleration in material science, driven entirely by artificial intelligence and quantum computing. We're moving beyond theory into real-world autonomous laboratories that are discovering new materials in days, not decades. We'll cover the rise of the self-driving lab, a major breakthrough in battery technology that drastically cuts lithium dependence, and how quantum computers are now achieving a verifiable advantage in designing the next generation of materials for industries like aerospace. The pace of physical innovation is starting to match the pace of digital innovation.
Let's start with this concept of a self-driving lab. It sounds futuristic, Troy. What is actually happening inside places like Argonne National Laboratory?
It's the full automation of the scientific method. Argonne's A-Lab and similar initiatives like the AIE Chemist from OAE Publishing are platforms where AI agents design experiments, robotic systems execute them, and AI analyzes the results in a continuous loop. An article from Argonne dated August 6 highlights how their AI agents have compressed discovery timelines from months to days, autonomously running complex atomic simulations. They can generate and physically test up to 200 new material samples daily.
200 a day? That's an incredible number. So what does this speed mean for a European automotive manufacturer or an American electronics company?
It means two things: a massive opportunity and an imminent threat. The opportunity is to collaborate with these labs to design bespoke materials. The University of Washington just used a similar AI inverse design framework to create a new material for wearable electronics with 60% higher thermal conductivity and a 10% cost reduction. This is the new competitive edge: materials designed specifically for your product, delivered on a timeline that was previously impossible.
And the threat?
The threat is that your competitors are already doing it. If a rival can develop a lighter, stronger, or more conductive material in a few weeks, your multi-year R&D cycle for a new product becomes obsolete overnight. This also creates a challenge. A Slack-led study from August 3rd showed that when four different labs tested the same AI design catalyst, they got inconsistent results. This highlights an urgent need for standardization and testing these new, rapidly developed materials.
So for trading companies and distributors, this sounds like a potential earthquake in the supply chain.
Exactly. A new porous oxide material for batteries, discovered by AI at NJIT, could disrupt the entire market for existing electrode components. Distributors need to be tracking these developments, not as academic exercises, but as direct precursors to new product categories. Your sourcing strategy needs to become much more dynamic.
What's the one actionable insight here for executives?
Task your CTO or VP of R&D with a direct mandate. Identify and pilot a partnership with a national lab or a private AI materials informatics platform within the next 6 months. You need to get inside this ecosystem to understand the velocity and the possibilities. Waiting for these materials to appear on the market means you're already too late.
This directly leads to our next topic, batteries. We hear constantly about the race for better energy storage. This week, it seems AI just delivered a huge breakthrough. Tell us about N2116.
N2116 is a novel solid-state electrolyte discovered by researchers at Yale and Pacific Northwest National Laboratory in collaboration with Microsoft's AI platform. Published on July 30th, the results are stunning. This new material can reduce the amount of lithium required in a battery by up to
70% less lithium. That number will get every auto executive's attention. Why is this so significant?
It hits three critical pressure points: supply chain, cost, and safety. Lithium is a finite resource with a volatile and geopolitically complex supply chain. Reducing dependency by 70% gives U.S. and European manufacturers a massive strategic advantage, insulating them from price shocks and sourcing instability. The AI screened 32 million potential materials in just 1 week to find this. The entire discovery process took less than 9 months.
So this isn't just about lithium. We're seeing a pattern. MIT researchers just used machine learning to accelerate the design of sodium metal battery electrolytes. It seems AI is unlocking chemistries that were too complex to tackle before.
Precisely. The MIT work, published August 4th, found that simple principles like solvent size and molecular similarity identified by the AI were key to creating better sodium batteries. It's not just about finding one magic material, it's about using AI to rapidly uncover the fundamental design rules for entire classes of batteries, whether they use lithium, sodium, or multivalent ions like magnesium and zinc.
For a European car maker or a US grid storage company, what does this mean for planning in the next 2 to 3 years?
It means you must prepare for a diversification of battery chemistries. The dominance of the current lithium-ion architecture is not guaranteed. Manufacturers need to be building flexible production lines and R&D pipelines that can pivot to new chemistries, like solid-state or sodium-ion, as they become commercially viable, which AI is accelerating dramatically.
And for trading companies that supply the raw materials for batteries?
Your portfolio needs to expand beyond lithium, cobalt, and nickel. Start building relationships with suppliers of sodium, magnesium, and the precursor materials for these new solid-state electrolytes. The discovery of N2116 is a clear signal that the material requirements for the energy storage industry are about to change.
So, the actionable insight?
Executives should direct their supply chain and R&D teams to model the cost and performance implications of a 70...
Let's shift gears from AI to its more exotic cousin, quantum computing. We've talked about it as a future technology, but a new announcement from IBM suggests the future is arriving. What is quantum advantage?
Quantum advantage is the point where a quantum computer can solve a meaningful problem more efficiently, cheaply, or accurately than the most powerful classical supercomputers. On July 30th, IBM and a firm called Algorithmic announced they've demonstrated this in material simulation, running a 74-qubit simulation on IBM's Quantum Heron processor.
So they've crossed a major threshold. What problem did they actually solve?
They simulated the quantum dynamics of a complex heterogeneous material. This is a class of materials critical for developing new catalysts or superconductors. Critically, they used error mitigation software from a company named KEDMA, which establishes trust in the quantum computer's results, even when they can't be verified by a classical computer, because the problem is too hard for the classical machine.
So how does this affect a company like Airbus or Rolls-Royce, who are mentioned as exploring this technology?
For them, this is a game changer. An August 1st report highlighted that Airbus is using quantum to model aerodynamics and design lighter, more resilient composites. Rolls-Royce is using it for engine design. Classical computers can only approximate the atomic-level interactions in these advanced alloys and composites. A quantum computer, as demonstrated by Silicon Quantum Computing's new 15,000-qubit simulator, can create a quantum twin, a direct digital replica of the material itself, to predict its properties with perfect fidelity.
This sounds like it could create a real divide between companies that have access to this capability and those that don't.
It absolutely will. A US or European manufacturer that can accurately simulate a new alloy's fatigue resistance before ever casting a single ingot will out-innovate competitors stuck with physical trial and error. The ability to design materials at this fundamental level is the ultimate competitive moat.
What should trading and distribution firms be thinking about here? This seems very upstream.
It is, but the implications are downstream. Quantum-designed materials will have unique properties and may require new, highly specialized raw materials or processing techniques. Distributors who position themselves as partners in this new ecosystem, perhaps by securing supply chains for the niche elements needed for these quantum materials, will be invaluable. They need to market themselves not just on logistics, but on technical foresight.
The key action for an executive listening today?
Don't dismiss quantum as a 10-year-out research project. Identify the most computationally intensive problem in your R&D or manufacturing process, whether it's fluid dynamics, molecular simulation, or logistics optimization. Then engage with a quantum provider like IBM or a specialized startup to scope out a proof of concept. The time to build internal expertise is now.
Troy, we've covered AI labs and quantum breakthroughs, but for many businesses, the immediate question is how to use AI in their day-to-day operations. A startup called Emanate seems to have a very specific answer for industrial sales.
That's right. An August 5th article in Fast Company profiled Emanate, an AI startup that is building tools specifically for complex sales in the industrial materials sector. Their premise is that selling steel, specialty polymers, or fabricated pipes is fundamentally different from selling software or consumer goods, and it requires a specialized AI.
So this isn't like using a general-purpose AI chatbot for customer service. How is it different?
It's about deep domain knowledge. Eminate's AI is trained on vast data sets of industrial transactions, technical specifications, supply chain logistics, and fluctuating commodity prices. It can help a sales team optimize pricing for a complex bid on a construction project, match a customer's obscure technical requirement to a specific product in the catalog, or even suggest alternative materials based on real-time supply chain availability.
This sounds incredibly practical. How does this specialized approach compare to the more black box models we hear about?
It connects to a vital trend toward interpretable AI. A new paper on August 7th introduced something called Kolmogorov-Arnold networks, or KANs, for designing thermoelectric materials. Unlike other models, KANs provide an explicit mathematical formula for their predictions. They don't just say, this material is good. They say this material is good because increasing element X has this specific nonlinear effect on its conductivity. This interpretability is crucial for adoption.
So for US and European manufacturers, the message is that specialized interpretable AI can be applied to very specific, high-value problems like sales and material design.
Exactly. A German chemical company can use a model like Catacon, a new framework for catalyst prediction, to rationally screen for the best catalyst instead of relying on intuition. An American parts manufacturer can use Eminate's AI to give their sales team an analytical edge that a competitor using a generic CRM simply won't have. It's about applying focused AI to the hardest industrial challenges.
And for trading companies, how does this change their world?
It professionalizes and quantifies the sales and sourcing process. A trading desk's competitive advantage has often been its network and experience. Now, an AI can analyze market-wide data to recommend optimal pricing or identify a sourcing opportunity that a human might miss. Companies that arm their traders and sales reps with these specialized tools will have a distinct performance advantage.
What's the actionable takeaway for our listeners?
Identify the most complex, data-rich, and high-value process in your business that still relies heavily on expert intuition, be it technical sales, procurement, or process optimization. Then, actively search for vertical-specific AI startups like Eminate that are building tools for that exact problem. The era of generic AI is already giving way to the era of the AI specialist.
Troy, a fascinating look at a rapidly changing landscape. Let's distill this down. What are the three key strategic takeaways for executives this week?
First, the speed of materials innovation has fundamentally broken from its historical pace. The autonomous lab is a reality. This means product development cycles based on new materials can now be measured in months, not years. Your strategic planning must adapt to this new velocity.
Second,
supply chain vulnerability is a choice, not a fact. The AI-driven discovery of the N2116 electrolyte, cutting lithium use by 70%, is the clearest signal yet that material science can solve strategic sourcing challenges. Companies must actively use these new R&D capabilities to design resilience directly into their products and supply chains.
And finally?
Specialized intelligence is the new frontier for competitive advantage. Whether it's quantum computers creating quantum twins for material simulation or specialized AI optimizing industrial sales, generic one-size-fits-all solutions are being surpassed. The greatest returns will come from applying highly focused computational tools to your most specific and difficult business problems. The action is to find and deploy these specialist tools now.
That's all the time we have for this week's briefing. The pace of change is accelerating, and we'll be here to help you make sense of it. I'm Susie.
And I'm Troy.
Join us next week for Troy Technical Intelligence. To make sure you don't miss it, please subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Thank you for listening.